pleased to be joined by our next guest. He is someone that we've had on the air before, and he's one of the few guys, I think, that has seen the inner workings of the Sportsnet 960 The Fan on-location draft show. Mike Oak is the GM of the Peterborough Petes. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good to talk to you. Now, I remember, and I think I'm correct with this, I know that I've had conversations with you when you were with the International Scouting Service, and if I'm not mistaken, I think you actually saw our very fancy and illustrious studio that we have set up when we go on the road to the draft.
You know what? When I look back, and I've been to the NHL draft, I think probably for about the last 10 years now, if I'm not mistaken, it was the best draft location studio that I've seen yet.
Yeah, it was my hotel room. There's something very awkward about finding, you know, hockey folk, and then, hey, could you come on the air? Most are very gracious with their time. Absolutely. Yeah, it's in my room, room 731, and it's a little awkward, but it ends up working. Hey, good to talk to you. Good to talk to you again in this case. And I'm sure you've done plenty of interviews as we get ready for the NHL draft regarding the highly touted Nick Ritchie. Take us back. Your first the first run-in, or I guess the first connection to Nick Ritchie and him becoming a Peterborough Pete.
Well, you know, we go all the way back to his draft year in the OHL, and certainly he was a highly touted prospect back then. Probably was. You know, slated to go first overall through most of that season, and then at the last in the last month, an exceptional status application was put forward by Aaron Ekblad. He was accepted, and it ended up being Aaron that went first overall. And fortunately or unfortunately, we were picking second, and we had the opportunity to select Nick Ritchie.
How big was he then as a 15-year-old?
You know what, he was big, you know, he's continued to grow a little bit. But he was when you look back and you watched him in minor midget, he was dominating from a physical standpoint. He was, you know, much bigger and much stronger than pretty well all of his teammates and all of his opponents.
We had DJ Smith, the head coach of the Oshawa Generals, on a couple days ago, and we were talking briefly with him about Hunter Smith, and he basically said, well, Hunter's a pretty tough kid. If Nick Ritchie isn't the toughest guy, it might be Hunter. It seems like it's widely accepted that Nick Ritchie is the biggest no-nonsense character in the Ontario Hockey League. Has he pretty much run out of guys that are willing to go with him at this point?
Well, you know what? He's a unique player, and I say that because I think, you know, Nick has the ability to play a variety of different styles. I mean, he's big and strong, can be a power forward. He's not intimidated, so he's willing to do what needs to be done when it needs to be done. And he has an elite, skill. So when you look at that combination and the fact that he has the ability to kind of change his style of play, maybe based on the situation, based on the game, based on the opponent, it's rather unique. So with regards to his physical play and his toughness, I mean, it's something that Nick, is more than willing to engage. But I know he's had a couple of good battles, and he had one real good battle with Hunter from Oshawa earlier in the year.
So talking to people about Nick, now he's big. We see a lot of every couple of years there's that big. I think back to Zach Cassian when he was traded to Windsor and then he came through and now he's a member of the Vancouver Canucks. Everybody's different, but it seems like Nick is a unique character in that he has, you'll hear comparisons to Milan Lucic, except this guy's got better hands than Lucic. Or you'll hear the comparisons to other player, but this guy is a better skater than that player. It seems like he kind of, while he's not exceptional or an A-plus in skating or hands or speed or all that, there's really no one deficiency in those areas. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment. Nick, I think he's very good at everything. With regards to the skill, I mean, he's got a very good shot. Being a former lacrosse player, and Nick was an elite level, a national level lacrosse player, He quit lacrosse to focus on hockey in the summers and training and whatnot. But, you know, with his shot, he's got a very good release, which can be, you know, troubling for goalies when the puck is hot off his stick. And then, again, you talk about, you know, being strong and physical and tough. I mean, he's above average and very good in all those areas. Skating for a big man, he skates very well. He's got the speed to get by guys on the outside, and he's got the power and strength to cut back into the net. And when you look at all those attributes, there aren't too many NHL teams that wouldn't want to jump at the chance to add somebody with that skill set to their organization.
Mike Oak is the general manager of the Peterborough Petes, our guest here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. We're talking about Nick Ritchie, who's expected to be a top 10 pick, but the question is just how high will he go, given that he has a very unique skill set. Looking at his season totals and his point totals, they are impressive, but really almost what kind of tells a story, and I know that there was a trade made, and his you mentioned lacrosse. One of his lacrosse buddies comes in, and then in the month of January, 20 points in 11 games. February, 16 in 11. March, 10 and 8. He had 46 in his last 30, and it seemed like once he had a, is it fair, maybe had a little bit more to play with or more skill around him, then the point totals really shot up.
Yeah, you know, certainly we added Hunter Garland at the trade deadline from Guelph, and it was a good fit for not only our organization, but I think for Nick and also another player off our roster that I think is going to be a fairly high pick in the grand scheme of things come next week in Philadelphia, and Eric Cornell. And we put Eric and Nick and Hunter on a line together, and Jody Hall, you know, gave them a lot of opportunities to play in different situations, and all three of them really excelled. So certainly Nick and Eric benefited from the arrival of Hunter. You know, but at the same time, too, I think Nick, his game, he's grown, it's evolved. You know, the first couple of years in Peterborough, he missed time because of injuries. Earlier this year, he missed a little bit of time because of an injury. And I think at Christmas time, certainly he was disappointed not having the opportunity to compete for a spot with the World Junior team. He came back, and I think he was determined to show everybody that he was one of the elite level players at the junior level in Canada. And his play in the second half of the year and then carrying on into the playoffs certainly demonstrated that.
We're chatting with Mike Oak, the general manager of the Peterborough Petes. It's a great year for the OHL's forward group, including, I suppose, the defenseman Ekblad. There could be six guys from the O taken in the top 10, Del Cole, Bennett, Perlini, as well as Fabry. How does Ritchie fit in with that group? He's obviously a different player than a lot of them, but are there layers in there, or do you see these all part of a group that will have a lot of success in the NHL?
Yeah, I think all those players you mentioned are going to have a great deal of success moving forward to the professional ranks. You know, the players you mentioned in that group, we faced a lot of them, or many of those guys, quite often, having all played in the Eastern Conference. Sam Bennett, you know, we had a great seven-game series with the Kingston Frontenacs. And then you look at Michael Del Cole. I mean, there are big rivals. Peterborough Oshawa might be one of the fiercest rivalries in all of hockey. So certainly, you know, Nick, I know he knew that what was on the line when we played those teams. He knew that it, you know, in addition to just being an important game for Peterborough or the opponent, it was also important for him when, you know, being matched up against those other players. But each one of those players you mentioned, I mean, in their own right, they're all very good players, and I'm confident that they'll all go on to have successful professional careers.
We're chatting with Mike Oak, general manager of the Peterborough Petes. Nick Ritchie, expected to be a top pick. And I want to talk about Eric Cornell here momentarily, but in terms of Nick Ritchie, I don't even know that they're red flags, but there's always going to be questions, right? We build them up, and then once the season is done and we can't watch them play anymore and we're not reminded how good of players they are, we can't help but pick them apart, or at least some do. What's the concern? If you're an NHL team and you're in the top 10 and you love everything about his game, what's the one area that you know you're going to have to work with Nick?
Well, I'm not sure there's any real glaring red flags. Quite honestly, I think one of the things that I've read and I've heard some people talk about is maybe the consistency game in, game out. And I think Nick is working and has worked very hard on that. Sometimes as a younger player, when you're that much bigger, that much stronger than all of your opponents and all of your teammates, you may not have to have some of that consistency at a high level game in, game out, just simply because you can overpower other players. And I think Nick has really worked on that. I know Nick has really also worked on his conditioning. You know, his body type is starting to kind of tone up, so to speak. You know, this past winter, I know he really dedicated himself to coming to the rink, you know, every day and getting a workout in and getting the stretches in to develop that routine, those habits. And I think one of the benefits Nick has, too, is he's got an older brother in Brett, you know, a Dallas Stars draft pick, just won the Calder Cup with Dallas's American League team. And having somebody like Brett to look up to watch him evolve from a midget player to a major junior player to Team Canada and then on to the professional ranks, I think is going to really benefit Nick. He's had the opportunity to see what it takes in order to play at the highest levels. And, you know, as he moves forward, he's going to have somebody that he trusts, that he can confide in and, you know, look for, you know, whether it be suggestions or tips on maybe some of the things that he should be doing in order to give himself the best chance to play at the NHL level.
It seems out of that top group, the variance, there's more variance on Nick Ritchie than anybody else. I know at Sportsnet, Gare Joyce and some of the others put together their list of the top prospects for the magazine. And they actually had one head scout who had Nick Ritchie as the number one prospect. They had him, I think, as the number three prospect. And this was, and it kind of speaks to what you had just said. The one scouting director said, he looks at Nick Ritchie. Here's a kid who has worked out but hasn't trained. His strength was respectable, but not so much in his lower body. What will he look like if and when he buys into that program and, you know, like we hear all the time, learns to be a pro? Just when you're that big and you lift weights, it's not really training. Once he starts that, you wonder if the sky isn't the limit.
Well, yeah, and you know, everybody's body type matures at a different rate. And I think maybe Nick, his body type, it's starting to mature more so now, whereas maybe other players, you know, the work that they've put in is more noticeable at a younger age. You know, and I think in Nick's case, it's really just starting to kick in the physical maturity of his body type.
What does he look like as a pro in, let's say, 3 or 4 years? Does he tone down to a low 220s? Is he going to play north of 230 because of all the muscle he's going to add? What do you see him looking like in the NHL?
You know, I would say he'd be probably right around 230, and I think it would be a toned 230. I think he's got the frame that he can handle that weight, and it wouldn't impact his speed. It wouldn't impact, his strength. And conditioning, and so that's what I would probably see him fitting in at. And again, I think it'll come through some of the summer training that's going to take place, moving forward, and just the fact that his physical stature is going to, you know, mature.
Is there a nastiness factor? Because there's physical, and then there's, you know, that next level, when you look at a Lucic, when you look at the guys that they almost want to hurt you. Does he have that? Does he tune it in and out for big games? How does that work?
Nick is not intimidated by anyone. He's not someone that would back down. He may not necessarily be out looking for it every shift. But when confronted, Nick is more than willing to stick up for himself, and if necessary, he's more than willing to stick up for his teammates. And, that's something that I think, again, when you have that in a player along with the skill and the power forward abilities, I mean, it's a very attractive package.
One other player of your Peterborough Pete team that may get his name called, and if not, he might be one of those guys that early second round, the Flames have the 34th overall pick, And a guy like Eric Cornell might be there. He's a right winger for your team. 6'2", 184 pounds this year in really his second season as a Ontario Hockey League player. Just under a point a game, 62-68, and had 25 goals. What can you tell us about Eric Cornell?
You know, Eric is a very methodical player. He's a player, again, his body type has yet to fill out. I think he probably wishes he had Nick's size. He's got the height, just doesn't necessarily fill out. And I know he's working very hard at that aspect of his conditioning and whatnot. But Eric is a skilled player, thinks the game well. You know, is truly dedicated to getting better each and every game in practice. And I think, you know, the shift for him this year was when we, again, took him off center and put him on the wing with Nick and Hunter. It allowed him to have the opportunity to kind of play up in the defensive zone. And at times, I think his physical strength wasn't there in some of the defensive battles. And when that happens, I mean, sometimes it can impact your confidence, but he really excelled on the wing. And then when we went into the playoffs, we had some significant injuries, some significant suspensions, and the Jody Hall and the coaches went to Eric and said, you know, Eric, we got to move you back to center. We're going to put you on the second line. And he went to that position and, you know, didn't miss a beat. And I really noticed in his play, in the playoffs, you know, the strength, it was noticeably improved. And so I think with Eric, again, he's the type of player that has some versatility. He can play the wing. He can play center. He's committed to getting better. And again, those are all skills and attributes that any team would love to add to their organization.
Well, Mike, I'm sorry that we couldn't do this from a hotel room, but we do appreciate your time. Great to hear things are going well for you in Peterborough. And every time Brian Burke talks about needing to get bigger and stronger, and then they hire Brad Treliving, and he says, we need to be a big team, we need to be strong, it keeps coming back to Nick Ritchie. If he is indeed one of these generational-type players who's going to be a beast and you can't handle him, I think Flames fans would rather see him in a Flames jersey than anyone else. So. It'll be very intriguing for sure. Thanks for the insight, and we'll see you in Philadelphia.
Sounds great, guys. Have a great day, and yeah, I look forward to seeing you in Philadelphia. It sounds like it's going to be exciting.
It will be. Thanks, Mike. Mike Oak, general manager of the Peterborough Petes.